From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama is preparing to unveil plans to target Islamic State militants in Syria. He will unveil a framework strategy expected to include airstrikes combined with the arming of so-called moderates. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
President Barack Obama is expected to propose airstrikes on the Islamic State militants in Syria for the first time during his address to the nation, and to call on Congress to allocate $500 million to train and arm rebel fighters considered moderates in Syria. The strategy is also likely to include an increase in air support in Iraq, where U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting with the new Iraqi Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi.
As I told you, the president will lay out tonight a more detailed description of exactly what the United States is prepared to do together with many other countries.
A military move on Syria would be considered a dramatic escalation for a U.S. president who's consistently spoken of the need to reduce military commitments in the Middle East.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has given both France and the U.K. key roles in the new 28-member group. The U.K. is in charge of overseeing financial services, with Jonathan Hill, ex-leader of the House of Lords, filling the role. And former French Finance Minister Pierre Moscovici is to head EU economic policy. Jean-Claude Juncker says the new appointments will help give Europe a new start. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he's willing to give pro-Moscow separatists more autonomy in order to keep the eastern regions part of Ukraine. He pledged to bring a bill to parliament soon to offer the rebels greater power. Mr. Poroshenko said it's crucial the country remain in one piece and said the ceasefire between the rebels and the Ukrainian government is helping despite violations. However, representatives for the separatists say they will not be satisfied until they gain full independence from Kiev. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it would break his heart if Scotland voted to become independent. He's been visiting Scotland ahead of a vote next week on whether it should leave the UK. Ollie Barrett has this report.
Polls show a tight race, hence Mr. Cameron's desperate visit to Scotland to campaign in favour of keeping the United Kingdom together.
I would be heartbroken if this family of nations that we've put together and that we've done such amazing things together, if this family of nations was torn apart.
Also in Scotland, his Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg and leader of the opposition Labour Party Ed Miliband. But Alex Salmond, Scotland's First Minister and leader of the Yes campaign for independence, says his opponents from London can't be trusted. The independence referendum is next Thursday, and David Cameron insists if Scots do vote to leave the UK, there is no going back.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. In less than 24 hours, South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius will know the outcome of the trial in which he was accused of intentionally killing his girlfriend Riva Steenkamp. Mr. Pistorius has maintained his innocence throughout the six-month-long trial, saying he mistook Ms. Steenkamp for an intruder in their home. Gary Alfonso reports from South Africa.
The Pistorius family, Riva Steenkamp's parents, and scores of local and international media are expected to crowd the Pretoria High Court when Judge Thokozile Masipa starts delivering her verdict. Legal experts are divided over whether the prosecution succeeded in proving that Pistorius intended to kill his girlfriend or whether the defense succeeded in proving it was an accident. Under South African law, the judge could rule that Pistorius intended to kill someone when he fired at the door, which could also carry a long prison sentence. If found guilty of murder, Pistorius' defense has already indicated they would appeal.
And dozens of websites, including Netflix, Twitter, and Reddit, are showing their support for net neutrality with a symbolic slowdown. Concerns are mounting that proposed new regulations in the United States could lead to broadband providers demanding extra fees for fast internet. Rebecca Bowring reports from San Francisco.
Vimeo, Etsy, Mozilla, and the rest of the coalition of popular websites aren't really slowing down. They're displaying the spinning, still loading wheel to protest controversial proposed changes to net neutrality. That's the idea that all internet data should be treated in the same way, regardless of its content or origin. The US Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, is considering allowing broadband providers to charge certain web firms such as Netflix for guaranteed fast access lanes to consumers. Opponents say that would create a two-tier internet, with paying companies delivering content quickly and non-payers crawling through the system. Silicon Valley firms have warned the move could stifle innovation.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.